next item is Arthur G. Backus, 4 lots and a 30-foot right-of-way on Route 30.
This is a request to create 4 lots with access from a, or showing a proposed 30-foot right-of-way. As you're aware, the commission doesn't, you don't approve any lots off of a right-of-way less than 50 feet. There appears that there is adequate room to add 20 more feet. But then if they do that, the variances would be needed for the existing homes located on the proposed lots 2 and 3.
And the difficulty here is there's already 2 houses on the property pre-existing. I'm assuming pre-existing zone.
Yeah, usually don't do 4 lots on a right-of-way anyway, do we? As a minor.
Well, it used to be both ways. You either did 3 with residual or else you just did 3.
Okay.
But once in a while it goes back and forth, but typically it's 3.
Okay.
But they already had 2 dwellings.
I think if you start up with
if you did, that easement, if you didn't approve lot number 1 and left it as part of number 2, that would eliminate, well, I mean, it still would require variance because then it would be a corner lot. It would still need a variance for that setback also. The tough part.
The house on lot 2 is 24 and a half feet from the right of way as it is now.
That would end up 4 feet from the property line.
4 and a half feet.
Yeah.
And then lot 3, it's 24.2.
Yeah, basically the same. The difficulty is here that there's 2 existing improvements.
Or perhaps our solution might be to buy a strip of ground from the neighboring property of the Carmines. Give that 50 foot right away.
Could I speak to that for some explanation? Or?
Sure, come on up.
Thank you.
You get to give us your name and address, and then the floor is yours.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me speak to that. It's a family affair. I want to divide this.
You have to have your name for the record.
Pardon me?
You have to have your name for the record because the recorder doesn't recognize you. State your name.
Arthur Backus.
There you go.
Millsboro, Delaware.
Great.
And it's a simple request that I'm making to divide a little 5-acre plot into 4 lots to leave to my children. And if I don't want to build back there, I don't even want a road there. So it's a dead end thing, and it would be just, as I say, for the family, because I have it in my will that none of the property is to be sold except to other members of the family if they so desire.
Okay.
I could grant it to do this with a 50-foot right-of-way. It'll still leave us a 100-foot lot deep, and about the most narrow one is 292 feet, and the other one is, the biggest one is 400 and some feet, but it's all in the family, and they don't need a thoroughfare through there. Thank you for letting me speak to that.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Well, counsel, is that kind of condition that would prevent the property from being sold to non-relatives in the future, or?
No, I don't know. Based on what he said, I can't sit here and certify that it couldn't be sold, you know, to somebody else. I'll just state that what Mr. Lang said, and I think that, or maybe it was Shane, Mr. Abbott, that it's always been 50 feet.
My concern is if you start deviating now, you know what's going to happen.
Right.
There'll be a parade.
What if it were an easement rather than a part of number? Well, they're surrounded as a 30-foot wide ingress egress easement. What if it was an easement across the lot lines rather than a separate, appearing to be a separate parcel?
I'll tell you, I'm not prepared to
still
answer
creating
that.
You're still creating the same situation.
Yeah, right.
But I know that sometimes when there's easements and there's an encroachment, there's no encroachment allowed within the easement, but the improvements could be closer than.
I know Mr. Burrell's issue with opinions on that, and I can't recall what his opinion is.
Yeah, I don't either. I know it's come up a couple times.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is just could, instead of having it, the land deeded with the back lot, it would just create an easement across the other lots?
It create it, the back lot becomes a separate parcel, which it's drawn that way anyway.
Right.
And then the lot lines go to the Carmine property, and it's a basically a dotted line going across the first 1, 2, and 3. But we need to, we'd have to be some legal research of it, but what that would, how that would impact setbacks.
You want to defer action, let them investigate, or?
I'm sorry.
Are these dwellings older? Are they before?
Mr. Backus can answer that question. Mr. Backus, can you come up again, please?
And I'm not hearing very well, I'm sorry.
That's fine. They're both, there's two dwellings on the property. They're both constructed dwellings. They're not mobile homes.
Oh, one is a constructed, it's a nanny coke home, and the other one is constructed. It use it for a family, I'm trying to say, guest house.
But the intent is that it would be a dwelling.
No, probably not. I'd like to leave it always as a guest house for members of the family, and if the ones who would inherit the lot number 3 would have room to build on it and still keep it as a guest house for just for family vacations.
To be a guest house, it cannot have cooking facilities.
You told me that.
Right. And
and when I put this house up, you know, that you told me.
The septic and well would be connected to the same system.
No, they're different systems.
Okay. So it'd be a dwelling.
Can't cook there. Okay.
Well, the thing is, the little old guest house, I've had there since in the early 60s, and we came back and forth for vacation. And so when I built the house where I'm now living, I just put a new well and a new septic system in.
Mr. Backus, in case you were not able to hear, normally we require a minimum width of 50 feet for the right of way.
That's, yes.
And
Mr. Lank told me that.
Okay, so what I'm proposing to do, and I'll do it in the form of a motion, is defer on this matter to give us an opportunity to research it further to see if something can be done that might accommodate you that wouldn't present a problem for the commission on future applications from other folks.
Okay.
So with that in mind, Mr. Chairman, my motion concerning Mr. Arthur Backus' request for 4 lots and the 30-foot right-of-way off Route 30 that let be deferred to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on Arthur G. Backus' 4 lots and 30-foot right-of-way on Route 30. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Mr. Backus, what will happen is we've just deferred action, which means we're not going to vote on it today.
I understand.
And it will give the staff time to research what the other possibilities might be to avoid this conflict with the 50-foot easement policy, and then it'll be put back on a future agenda, and then at that point in time it will be voted on. So I'm sure that you can stay in touch with Mr. Lank, and we'll try to get something squared away here.
All right.
Okay.
Would it simplify the situation if we just made it a 50-foot right of way to start with?
Well, yeah.
I have a
that would make it real simple.
Then you got variance issues.
But you're gonna have to get a variance from on your setbacks from your existing homes.
Oh, I understand.
That's the rub with that.
Yeah.
So
The simplest way would be if you were able to obtain a strip of land from the Carmines.
Though that's
well, I understand neighbors.
That's out.
Talk about that one.
Okay.
Wayne's been there. He's looking forward to the time when he can put a plaque up there, and I think it's another year or two for a 50 or 100 year
Century Farm.
Yeah, Century Farm.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
And no, that's an impossibility, really.
Okay.
And I wouldn't really be comfortable in asking him for that, and he's a dear friend.
Okay. Well, he might do it for a price.
Even a dear friend has
sometimes
a price,
people
right?
Do, you
he
know?
Might make that's his right. plaque gold that way.
There you go. Okay, Mr. Backus, we thank you. Our next item.